welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture topics that begin with the letter S. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I am Sung Lee.
And today's topic is Samuel L. Jackson, one of the most prominent actors in the movie business right now. I don't know if he's necessarily one of the most respected, but he's certainly in a lot of movies. So let's start out with the usual first question. What was the first Samuel L. Jackson movie that you saw and you actually knew it was Samuel L. Jackson?
That would be A Time to Kill. I definitely saw Jurassic Park first, but Time to Kill was the first time I actually saw him on the billing, and that movie's not really that great. It's a very kind of a B movie.
Which one is The Time to Kill?
It's the one from Joel Schumacher with Sandra Bullock and Matthew McConaughey about Samuel Jackson's daughter was beaten and raped by these two white guys, and they got away scot-free, so he decided to kill them, and then Samuel Jackson decided to kill them, and now he's on trial, and they need to free him up, and there's a whole bunch of like crazy stuff that happens in it that back then was a bit shocking. And isn't it a... I can't remember the author all of a sudden, but he also did The Chamber and the Rainmaker. It was a John Grisham book, wasn't it? Well, I just know that after that, the whole bunch of John Grisham movies were coming out. Oh, no, I'm thinking of The Firm. I don't think A Time to Kill has anything to do with John Grisham, does it?
I don't know.
You can find out right now. But anyways, that movie, I saw it when I was quite young.
Yeah.
But it was definitely one of those like B-movie courtroom dramas. And if I saw it again recently, I wouldn't think it's that good. It's just very cheesy and overly dramatic. And it is Joel Schumacher. And I give the guy some credit because he's done other good movies as well. Anyways, I'm going on way too long over a movie that's not very significant.
It's fine. Son, what about you?
For me, I mean, I think the first movie I remember seeing him in was, what's it called, Jurassic Park. And I remember thinking I had seen him in movies before then, but I didn't really think much about it because he had a pretty small part. And then the first time I really actually noticed him was Pulp Fiction. But, I mean, that's like after seeing him in like 10 of the films, whatever, you know?
Okay. So for me, the first one that I saw, and I knew it was Samuel L. Jackson where he was on the billing, was Pulp Fiction, like so many other people. I mean, I'd seen Coming to America, but that's just sort of a blip in his credits, given that he had maybe like 5 seconds of screen time there. And Jurassic Park, he was kind of in the background. Well, I mean, he wasn't fully in the background, right? He was one of the programmers, was he?
Well, he was one of the programmers, and he did have a lot of different lines to do, and he was a part of the story.
Right.
It's just that he was not a big highlight, and a lot of people still didn't know who he was at the time.
Yeah, because, you know, the big thing about Jurassic Park was the big names involved with Jurassic Park were Steven Spielberg, Sam Neill, and
that guy from The Fly.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum?
No, Jeff Goldblum.
I was thinking of his actual character's name.
Yeah.
Was it Ian McDonald or whatever?
But anyway, yeah, so...
Malcolm.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And the guy who would go on to become Newman, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Wayne Knight.
Yeah, Knight.
No, yeah, this was after he became Newman.
Oh, it was after Newman?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not up on my Seinfeld, which is going to be bad for the upcoming Seinfeld episode.
It's okay. There's an upcoming Seinfeld episode? Excellent.
We're going to get there.
All right.
Why not? So anyway, yeah, so for me it was Pulp Fiction, and Pulp Fiction was the first movie that a lot of people learned about Samuel L. Jackson, because his character was just so memorable with the badass mother wallet, a BBB, and, you know, like, just everything about his character stuck out in the mind.
It was very much a revival of a lot of people's careers. Like, basically, Quentin Tarantino took a lot of older actors Samuel Jackson wasn't quite the same way, but people who were famous at one point and then kind of went out of the spotlight for a while and then just revived like five different careers with that movie.
Okay, so
wait, which ones are these?
So there was Bruce Willis, there was John, it definitely revived John Travolta's career.
Yeah, that's the only one
Bruce
I can
Willis,
think of.
Uma Thurman.
I don't think it
did she have a career before that?
Yeah. She was in Baron Munchausen.
Baron Munchausen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, who else was
Ving Rhames also in the gutter at that time?
He wasn't very well known.
And is Harvey Keitel, right? He's in that as well?
Yeah.
He did Reservoir Dogs too.
Yeah,
right?
He was in there because he'd done Reservoir Dogs. Yeah. Reservoir Dogs was also a very memorable role for him, so I would say that one was probably more instrumental to bring his career back.
I just remember totally John Travolta had a huge comeback from that film. Yeah.
That single-handedly rebuilt his career after, you know, Saturday Night Fever and Grease and such. But, yeah, so Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction, you know, he had the attitude, he had the presence, he had the he sort of created a character that he's stuck with ever since, right? I mean, he did that again with Die Hard. Was it Die Hard with a Vengeance or was it Die Harder?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
He was in Die Hard with a Vengeance and he basically played the same kind of character. You know, he basically played the same kind of character in Snakes on a Plane. He played the same kind of character in pretty much everything.
Up to and
including Star Wars.
Kind of. And also The Man. Don't forget The Man.
Wait, which
Soul
one?
Soul Plane.
And Soul Plane.
Oh, man. Let's talk about those later. But yeah, so this kind of touches on what the next topic was going to be is, you know, why do you like Sam Jackson or, you know, what don't you like about him as an actor?
What I like about Samuel L. Jackson and, okay, it's also partially what I don't like about Samuel L. Jackson is that he likes to take a bunch of different roles and basically create the same character with every single one when they really should be branching off to their different kinds. And the thing about him is he's an excellent B-movie actor.
He definitely is.
When I see him in a B-movie, I instantly become very interested. Like Deep Blue Sea.
Black Snake Moan.
Black Snake Moan is not a B-movie. Black Snake Moan is
like
actually
a B-movie.
It's actually a very good movie.
Yeah, it is.
More about the blues than anything else, but the thing about him is his presence. He sells presence very, very well, and you get a confident feeling that his presence will always be there. And one of my favorite movies about him, not about him, but that
with
he was
him?
In, was The Negotiator. And that's actually not him playing the same character every single time. And that's a great film as well. A great kind of B-movie action film with a few different elements that they tried to twist things in. So those kind of roles, that Jurassic Park, shoot, I'm totally forgetting something else right now. I didn't like him in Basic, but those kind of movies where he's just playing a side character that works off of the main character.
You mean like Iron Man?
Yes, Iron Man. The man made of iron. No. I like his confidence. I feel like his presence in a movie actually helps.
Unless he is the only thing in the movie that has presence, which was one of the big things about Snakes on a Plane.
I've seen The Man, the film he did with Eugene Levy. I have not seen Soul Men. That I refuse to go to, even though it was Bernie Mac's last film.
I have to ask now, have you seen The Adventures of Pluto Nash, The Man on the Moon?
I have not seen The Adventures of Pluto Nash, and I just don't want to spend the time to do it.
Just checking. Because if you've seen The Man, and you're this close to watching Soul Men, then you're this close to watching Eddie Murphy, or what is it, A Vampire in Brooklyn with Eddie Murphy,
Ooh,
too?
Ooh, A Vampire in Brooklyn! That one is just as good as Dracula Dead and Lovin' It.
Or I didn't like Dracula Dead and Lovin' It, though.
You didn't like Dracula
didn't.
Dead and Lovin' It? It's like the best Mel Brooks film out there.
You're so full of BBB. So, Mike, now that you've joined us from the realm of the dead, apparently.
You don't want to know what Dom did to your body to rejuvenate it.
I'm an inanimate object. I wasn't alive to begin with.
So, anyway.
He said we needed to stick this in there. And I said,
That's how you connect us to that mixing board.
So, anyway, Mike, what was your first Sam Jackson movie that you remember him as Sam Jackson? So, Coming to America doesn't count.
And you can't also
Coming to America.
He held up Eddie Murphy for about 5 seconds.
You also can't say Samuel L. Jackson, the Samuel L. Jackson story, played by Samuel L. Jackson.
Was he the one in Loaded Weapon?
Yes, he was in Loaded Weapon.
Oh my God.
I can't believe you remember that.
Loaded Weapon.
First,
did you know it was him?
Well, after the fact.
Oh,
I mean,
what was the first one that you knew it was him? That's what we're counting.
Either it was on the billing or you went, oh, man, I liked that guy. Who is he? Oh, his name's Sam Jackson. I'll remember that.
Then you're going to say Loaded Weapon. You can't give him that second option.
Yeah, that second option kind of opens it right back up.
Don't see Loaded Weapon, please.
Please don't.
Actually,
Loaded
Weapon
is pretty bad, yeah.
You're better off watching Dracula Dead and loving it.
You actually are better off watching Dracula Dead and loving it.
That's like the saddest thing you can talk about for a movie. You're probably better off watching Dracula Dead and loving
or
it.
Or Vampire in Brooklyn. Actually,
both,
you're probably...
quality vampire films.
Dracula 2000?
Ooh, and Dracula 2000.
Let's just stop there, please.
No. We got way more, too.
Actually, I just saw... Daybreakers? What's it called? Yeah, Daybreakers.
Oh, I want to know.
Friday? I heard that,
yay
was...
or nay?
It was
no, Samuel Jackson
fun.
Is not in Daybreakers.
it was fun, very gory to the point of people laughing.
So it's fun gore.
Yes,
it's gore.
It's not a horror movie. It's a very gory movie, though.
Is it?
And then they have like a lot of cheap scares, like bats flying out,
okay,
and making very very loud noises when they do.
So my friend who works at Zynga, so he's in charge of Vampire Wars and stuff. Yesterday, for Vamp Day, he went out and saw Daybreakers, and his review of it to me was this. Boy, that sure was a movie. So mediocre it hurt.
Wait. So are you saying that it has
a girl from Transformers
too? It has... Wow. Okay. Wait, the Transformer girl that's
yes.
like Marcy hate the film
yeah,
even
yeah, that,
more?
That's Marcy, the thing
that split into three.
Oh, that, God. That was bugging me throughout the whole movie. It was like, where have I seen that girl?
She was a Transformer.
Yes, she was a Transformer.
You know, let me tell you something. If you're an actor trying to make it in Hollywood, the last thing you want people to think about when they see you was, oh, she was a Transformer. Next to, oh, she was in Dracula Dead Loving It.
I don't know. I think that guy who plays, what is that guy's name?
Wesley Nielsen.
No.
Emilio Estevez?
No. I was thinking about the guy.
Samuel L. Jackson?
The guy who plays the main guy in Alvin and the Chipmunks, who has to act alongside all the CG chipmunks.
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee's gone now. It's Chuck.
Really? It's Zach Levi?
It's Zach Levi
oh,
in the
yeah,
second
that's
one.
Right, yeah.
He's but his yeah, nephew, like, cousin, somebody.
But yeah, but I mean, if you had to be that guy who...
Syndrome has become Chuck?
David Cross.
But yeah, like if you had to be that guy from the Chipmunks, I think that'd be worse than, oh, he was a Transformer.
David Cross was in both Chipmunks movies.
Really?
He's the villain in both.
And what's happened to his career?
He made money. He can eat.
Actually,
so was... can his family. So shut up!
Which is actually a better thing than when he was working on Arrested Development, huh?
The worst thing I can think of is a Max 2. Son
of the Mask with Jamie Kennedy. That was
a movie.
Yeah. I think it was on... I think they filmed it on film.
So anyway, talking about all these bad movies really does come back to Sam Jackson because he's...
No, wait. Hold on. So was it as good or was it on the same level as 30 Days of Night?
I haven't seen 30 Days of Night.
Dom, was it on the same level as 30 Days of Night?
I'd say 30 Days of Night was better.
Okay.
Wait, so you saw Daybreakers too?
No, I'm a horror wuss, remember?
Yeah, so what
it's,
wait,
like
what
I said, it's not
today?
Really a horror
how does,
movie.
How does your opinion
it
make sense?
that's why I'm wondering.
Okay, so
it's
Samuel
like asking
L. Jackson
you about shooters.
Was an actor in some movie.
So anyway,
called
Mike.
Star Wars.
All right,
the legend dies. Three times.
The legend dies three times. All right, this is the special Kevin and Mike segment, I think. I'm going to leave this to you guys about Sam Jackson in the Star Wars movies, because I have...
Sam Jackson wasn't in any Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
He was in some TV shows.
I don't even think he was, like, old enough to be an actor to be in the Star Wars movies.
He's pretty old.
Well, yeah, but, like, how old was he in 1977 through 83?
After Pulp Fiction, he was working so hard that his work spontaneously appeared 30 years prior.
Oh, is he one of those background special edition characters?
Oh.
They CG'd him in.
Maybe they put him in like they put,
like,
you know, Forrest.
Oh, was he Jabba?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he was Jabba.
I think he was put in by green screen like Forrest Gump, you know?
Let me also mention that I don't know anything about the history of Mandalorians.
Actually, did he voice any of the cartoons? I know that...
He was in the Samuel L. Jackson cartoon.
Afro Samurai.
MC Hammer. Hammer Time. Hammer Man.
I actually watched Hammer Man as a kid. Let's
I did
not talk
too.
About that.
Oh, man. Hammer Man was a TV show for kids.
It was. Boy, that sure was a TV show for kids.
It was like on Saturday morning.
It was. It had talking shoes.
I don't remember that.
We are full of opinions today.
So anyway, Mike, so what do you like about Sam Jackson and what don't you like about him as an actor in what you've seen?
He's got a very broad range, which is surprising to say about Samuel L. Jackson.
Which is funny because Kevin said the exact opposite thing a little bit ago.
No, so. I also mentioned The Negotiator. I'm saying okay. that he doesn't spread his range very often.
Oh, okay.
But he is very good
but
at doing
can,
it.
He can, and it surprises the heck out of you when he does.
Like what?
Well, like The Negotiator, like you said. I mean, he started in base comedy, Loaded Weapon, right? How much more base can you go from there?
Coming to America.
And then he was playing alongside dinosaurs and stuff, and snakes,
yeah,
and sharks.
He was a computer hacker.
Huh.
And then, was he an actual geneticist in Deep Blue Sea?
I think he was a guy that was eaten by sharks.
No, he was like one of the main head scientists in that movie before he got eaten by a shark.
Spoiler.
He was the other guy that wasn't LL Cool J.
So he does have a very good range, but he just doesn't show it very often.
He likes doing a lot of movies and just doing whatever he wants to do.
I think it's more the fact that he is so well known as that guy who is Samuel L. Jackson that people who cast him expect him to act like that.
He plays to type so often when he does something else, it's like, whoa, I didn't think he could do that.
He is typecast as himself.
And let's not forget, we have to blame Dave Chappelle for that problem.
Actually, the one thing that I really like as one of his roles, have you ever seen the cartoon version of The Boondocks on Cartoon Network, the version of Aaron Magruder's comic strip?
I've seen a few episodes.
Have you seen his character?
Isn't he the father?
No, he's not the father. He is one of the two white guys who think they're black, along with Charlie Murphy.
Oh, okay.
And when you see them on screen, it is just so awesome because they are two of the blackest people in Hollywood playing white guys who want to be black.
White chicks.
Oh, yeah, he was in that too, right?
I hope he was.
Right? Right?
I don't want to talk about that.
He was the little baby.
Actually, such an expansive range. I have to mention probably my favorite thing that Samuel L. Jackson was in, which was, I think it was either MTV Movie Awards or Music Awards, where it was a scene where they're playing the Dawson Creek music and you see these two teenagers like trying to kiss, whatever. And then Samuel L. Jackson just walks through the window and just takes a bad smash at the stereo because he hates the song.
Because
the teenagers are staring at him. And he has to, like, he starts singing it. Like, all right, fine. Yeah, just YouTube it. You could probably find it online.
YouTubing for Samuel L. Jackson, by the way, is actually a really fun diversion in and of itself because all of the things he's done. What was the movie where he played that preacher? I don't even remember the quote. I don't actually remember what movie
he
was
played
from.
What?
He played like a preacher. It's like, hell yes, I think they deserve to die, and I think they should burn in hell.
That's a time to kill.
That's a time to kill?
Yes.
Okay. So he wasn't actually a preacher in that one.
Yes, he was, Shaft 2.
Yes, where he played
Electric Boogaloo.
I actually finally found out what that Electric Boogaloo joke comes from.
Breakin'.
From the Breakin', yeah.
You didn't actually know about Electric Boogaloo until now?
No!
Wow.
Freaking everyone always mentioned it was related to Blade Runner, and I was like, I don't think you
know
what this
is
about.
That is so not related to Blade Runner.
I know, I thought, that's Android's dream of electric sheep.
Let's go
electric
get the Blu-ray,
sheep,
and we'll find out.
Sheep are not boogaloos.
Do Android's dream of electric boogaloo. No.
Yes, they do, and I hope they burn in hell. Yes.
Okay, so that was A Time to Kill, and he did not actually play a preacher. He played a very angry father.
Sheep hell.
Yes. But anyway, so let's move on. We've talked about, you know, what movie he came from for us and what we like about him. What about, just let's talk about something that Kevin touched on, which is how often he makes movies. He doesn't seem to ever say no to a script.
He's a very hungry man.
He apparently has lots of mouths to feed or something, because this was actually a stat I saw on Maxim once. I do read Maxim on the plane, and I'm not ashamed. But
for the articles.
He's that guy.
Ever since Pulp Fiction, on average, a movie has come out with Samuel L. Jackson in it every 90 days. Every 3 months, there is a movie that has Samuel L. Jackson in it in some flavor or form. And that is a lot of movies. Like, does he actually outdo Christopher Walken? I think he does, doesn't he?
Dude, of course he outdoes Christopher Walken. Yeah.
Because Christopher Walken also famously doesn't say no to scripts very often. Because
get asked very often.
I think in 2008, he was in like 8 or 9 different movies, which is quite impressive.
And I mean, would you be able to keep up with that?
I could be that hungry.
Yeah, it was like the news announcement I read, where Samuel L. Jackson signed the deal with Marvel for, I think it was like 9 films.
Well, excellent.
He was already in Iron Man, and I think he was in Hulk too, right? I didn't see the Hulk. Well, new Hulk one.
I was gonna say like the header for that news bit was Samuel L. Jackson gets paid.
I remember that headline. Do you guys remember the Snakes on a Plane Comic Con panel we went to where someone asked, like, so I'm making an independent movie, and would you like to be in it? And Samuel Jackson's response was, call my agent. You got money? You got a pretty sister? How about your mom? She look good? And so, you know, he doesn't seem to have any illusions about his career, which is good for someone who's such a good B-movie actor. But anyway, I mean, what movies have you seen that you wouldn't have seen otherwise because they had Samuel L. Jackson in them?
The Man.
Snakes on a Plane was for me.
Yeah, Snakes on a Plane is definite. Deep Blue Sea is definite.
No, Deep Blue Sea? Are you kidding? No.
You didn't watch it for LL Cool J?
I would have seen it for Sharks, man. And I would have still seen
Punisher.
The Punisher?
Yeah. The guy, he was also in Hung.
Oh, Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that Samuel Jackson was in The Punisher, no. In which case I was like, wait.
I don't remember
now
him
I
in
have
The Punisher
to see
at all.
The Punisher. Yeah. No, because that's also because it has John Travolta in it. No, I've seen The Punisher. That's why I was like, he was not in that.
Actually, have you seen the trailer for Paris from Paris with Love or something like that?
I've only been hearing about the production.
It looks terrible.
That's because it's John Travolta. I mean, he was in Old Dogs. And Wild Hogs and
The Punisher.
Swordfish.
What's the one where they go into space? Or is that something else?
Who's they?
Spacefish?
Earth?
Oh, Battlefield Earth.
They don't go into space, though.
Space
They're
comes
in
to
space.
Them.
They're already in space. They were born in
That's
space.
That's cavemen and fighter jets.
Technically, we're born in space.
Yes.
Wait.
What? No, it was something with I had like Clint Eastwood and a whole bunch of old people.
He's not in that.
Space Gonna Cowboys.
Paint a wagon?
He's not in Space Cowboys.
He's not in Space Cowboys.
He's not that old.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, other movies that a movie that I saw that I wouldn't have seen without Samuel L. Jackson was Triple X, because that was before, you know, I really knew anything about Vin
you
Diesel.
You didn't want to see Triple X with Vin Diesel as the American James Bond, directed by the same man that brought us the Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor?
As a matter of fact, no. I wouldn't have seen Triple X without Samuel L. Jackson.
Did you watch the sequel?
No.
With Ice-T?
It still has Samuel L. Jackson in
no,
it.
No, wait, was it Ice-T? Or, no, it's
Ice
Cube.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Oh, wait.
Cube.
I think
Cube.
I actually... Cube. Wait Cube. A second. I think I did actually see the second Triple X on a plane. So, I think... and I wouldn't have watched it if I hadn't known that Samuel L. Jackson was going
you
to
know,
be in
I
it.
You know, I would have seen all these films without Samuel L. Jackson being in them. You're not naming terrible enough films, like The Man.
Or Loaded Weapon.
Oh, I love Loaded Weapon. In a secret, don't tell anyone way.
Good thing we're not making that public on like a podcast or something.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Kevin Chu.
No, I'll take mine back. I don't want to be what you've been saying.
What about you, Mike? Would you have watched any of these movies without Samuel L. Jackson in them?
I honestly cannot think of one that I watched specifically for Sam Jackson.
Oh, wait. I watched Basic for Sam Jackson.
Which one's Basic?
Where something happens in the military, some mystery, bad thing, he's a bad guy, spoiler.
Oh.
It's okay. Actually quite confusing. It's like, here's the twist, and you're like, wait, what? The end!
Oh,
get out of my theater.
Hey, I know those movies. Yeah. They're very confusing to me, too. But now you're totally not recommending this movie to me, then. Okay.
No. Basic and The Man are pretty good if you want to have a 1-2 punch of Samuel L. Jackson in movies.
Oh, man. Now I'm just thinking about... I can't even remember anymore.
Soul Men?
Yes, actually. But
you
know, I didn't see that.
You should also pair that off with Mr. 3000, even though...
I saw Mr. 3000 because I watch baseball movies.
That one's Bernie...
Mac.
Bernie Mac. Okay. Playing basically Barry Bonds.
Wait. That's weird because... What's his name? The vampire that's having problems with taxes also played Barry Bonds. With Robert De Niro.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. There we go. The vampire with tax problems.
Wesley Snipes.
Always bet on vampires.
Are you talking about Blade?
Yes.
He has
actually,
tax problems?
He has tax problems. Not in Blade. In Blade 2. Actually, I love Blade 2. The tax problems give him character depth. And drop zone.
So anyway, but yeah, I mean... I don't even know what I mean anymore. We got so off topic with
money trade.
All right. How about your favorite roles? I mean, you already talked about The Negotiator as being one of your favorite Sam Jackson roles. But I mean, even though he really specializes in just being Samuel L. Jackson, and sometimes that gets tiring, a lot of the time, you know, that becomes a favorite kind of thing. So what's your favorite Sam Jackson role? Like, I went back and watched Die Hard with a Vengeance, and I really found myself surprised by going, you know, I really like him in this one, and I don't know why.
I did like him in that movie, because, well, he played a normalish, just very outspoken kind of guy.
Yeah, he just sort of...
Sarcastic, too.
He didn't have, you know, like, the badass aura of the other movies he was in. He's just a taxi driver who's shouting at people, really. I'm just getting a drink. No, sorry. It's not The Incredibles. I just have to pick up this phone.
Yeah. I just have to answer this call or whatever.
I got to answer this phone. Sorry. I mixed him up with The Incredibles, which was probably a reference to Die Hard with a Vengeance, that part, huh? I'm just getting a drink.
Apparently that whole scene is like drawn from another source.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of it.
I'm thirsty. I'm just getting a drink. But yeah, actually, Frozone is probably another of my favorite roles of his.
Yeah, I like Frozone.
Even though, Kevin, I think you dislike The Incredibles compared to other Pixar movies.
Yes, I'm actually not a big fan of The Incredibles. I put it very low in terms of
but still above
Pixar
A Bug's
movies.
Life, right?
Well, Bug's Life is garbage. So, I mean, you know.
Bug's Life's got to eat.
If you're a movie, you're better than A Bug's Life.
Wow, that's... So you're saying that Daybreakers is better than A Bug's Life?
Probably.
So you're saying that Deep Blue Sea is better than A Bug's
Life?
Oh,
definitely.
Okay.
Most certainly. Deep Blue Sea is one of the best shark movies since Jaws and Jaws 3D.
And how many shark movies have come out since Jaws 3D?
5. Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws 3D, Jaws the Revenge, and Deep Blue Sea.
Jaws Revenge is awesome.
I know. He breaks down a house.
This is the way that Kevin Smith described it, which was it's this shark from the first movie taking revenge on the family members of the people who blew him up.
It's true. It's completely true. You should see it. He breaks a house open.
Wow. Just wow.
Okay, let me go through my favorite let's let Mike go first. My list is quite extensive.
Okay.
I have to say that I like Frozone from The Incredibles. I like Mace Windu from...
The movies that didn't exist?
From these books that I read.
Oh, the Star Wars books.
Yes. And also the cartoon by the guy who did Samurai Jack, right?
I honestly don't know if he
you know, it would actually be really cool if he was in a Star Wars movie, besides the special editions, as Jabba.
But you know, you'd have to give him something distinctive, like a different color lightsaber or something.
You mean like purple?
That would work.
I think he should have a black lightsaber, and it should have badass written on it.
That wouldn't show up very well. But it is a book, so you're not really...
And also, he would have to have a gold...
He would have to have what?
He would have to have a gold-plated hilt as for a lightsaber. Lightsaber hilt.
That would be pretty cool.
Because it's, you know, it has to be gold-plated.
Yeah. So anyway, Mike?
I have to agree that The Negotiator is one of my... He makes that film for me. Well, along with Kevin Spacey. The two of them carry that movie so far.
Well, Kevin Spacey can carry pretty much any movie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
I mean, he pretty much...
Not
the new Kevin Spacey.
Wait, which is the new Kevin Spacey? What has he been
the
in?
The one that's been doing movies lately.
Like what? I don't
like
remember.
Like Man Returns?
Yes.
The what Returns?
Actually, I think everything fell down for him after Superman Returns.
Oh.
Or The Life and Times of David Gale.
Okay, you can stop talking now because I'm depressed.
What is the sea one? Beyond the Sea? Yeah.
I'm depressed now. Let's go back to talking about Sam Jackson, whose bad roles are actually kind of fun.
That's all I can think of, actually, right now.
Sung, what can you think of?
I always enjoyed him in Pulp Fiction. It's just like, I just always go back to this scene from towards the beginning of the movie where he's just like, you know, he's trying the guy's hamburger. And he was like, this is a tasty hamburger. And then he takes a drink. And it's just so nonchalant in this very tense scene where they're going to kill this guy.
Yeah.
He just plays that so well.
All right. Kevin, are you going to go through your extensive list now?
Okay, for reals, these roles, okay? And I'm not just joking around.
Okay.
I'm really surprised I forgot a lot of these, too.
Yeah, the thing is that he has so many movies.
Okay, Do the Right Thing.
Yep. Do the Right Thing is such a good movie. You should see it. I mean, it's a little dated now, but you should still see it. It's just such an excellent movie.
Spike Lee movie, right?
Yeah. And another Spike Lee movie, Jungle Fever. He's very good as Gator in that. That's actually a role that I do remember.
Did Spike Lee also do Menace to Society, or is that someone else?
No. That's John Singleton.
Singletary.
Okay.
Singleton.
Because he is also in that movie.
Ghost Rider. Remember that show on PBS?
Wait, he was on Ghost Rider?
Yeah, he was a character for 3 episodes. But that's also me not really being true.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention Loaded Weapon 1. I'll mention that. That's one of my side ones. Menace to Society, also. Jurassic Park. We forgot that he's also in True Romance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
True Romance.
That's one that I don't think about very often. True Romance was one of the Quentin Tarantino's first, right? Or no?
He wrote that.
He wrote that. That's right.
Let's see, what else I forgot on here? The Long Kiss Goodnight.
There's so many movies
only good Rennie Harlan film. And I also am remembering Deep Blue Sea in that list.
Well, remember that there's a difference between good and awesome.
And here's the one that I forgot that's actually truly good. Actually, it has a whole bunch more that are truly good. Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown's such a good movie.
The Red Violin.
I don't remember The Red Violin.
That one you should check out.
Okay.
The Negotiator, of course. Deep Blue Sea. What is this Star Wars thing on here? Unbreakable Mr. Glass.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different role for him, too.
Yeah, that is such a different role for him.
Changing Lanes.
I was actually surprised that you didn't mention Unbreakable because
my favorite Shyamalan film.
Yeah, as far as we're concerned, that's one of the best Shyamalans.
One of the best superhero films.
Yeah. It's one of the two best Shyamalan films, as in they're the ones that don't suck.
It's the only two Shyamalan films. And don't say Signs. Don't write in and say Signs.
Signs
go back
count.
And watch
what
that again and tell me again.
Or The Village.
Or The Last Airbender. Oh.
Sorry, you're on your own there.
Yeah.
Changing Lanes, I actually liked him in that. That's also kind of small movie he did. I hated him in SWAT. I hated him in Basic. Why am I saying
hate? Hated Basic.
No, let's go back to ones I like.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Coach SWAT. Carter. He was in that too.
Yep, he
was the star of that.
And then
there's The Man.
And you said you liked Black Snake Moan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do like Black Snake Moan. Not
is it because
that
of him
much.
Or was it just because of
I liked
the movie
it because
itself.
Of the blues, the stuff that in 1408 he had that small role as the hotel keeper that tells John Cusack don't stay here.
Yeah.
And of course The Spirit.
Did you actually like him in The Spirit, or are you being?
I didn't watch The Spirit. I didn't watch Soul Man. I will get there someday, sadly.
Yeah. So,
and Astro Boy.
He was a voice in Astro Boy. Good job.
He was Zog. Who was Zog?
I don't even remember.
He's actually AKA Atom in Japan. Oh wait,
no,
that's the
movie.
Name of the movie.
He did not play Astro Boy. Come on, Kevin.
That would have been kind of awesome.
That would have been kind of awesome
if
Astro Boy was played by Sam Jackson.
And don't forget his voice work in Inglourious Basterds.
And by his voice work, you mean he narrated a few lines?
Yeah, really well.
Yeah, good job. No, so my favorite ones is actually... well, one of them actually is involved with his voice work. I really liked his work in The Boondocks. I've mentioned that. Which, by the way, is coming back for a third season. So I highly recommend that people go and catch up on The Boondocks and watch season three, because it's really smart stuff. And so, you know, even though he's playing such a parodied character, like the writing in and of itself is what makes it smart. Everybody's mentioned this, but Pulp Fiction, because, well, not everybody's mentioned this. Kevin didn't mention it specifically.
I'm not a fan of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Yes, he's not.
But I've seen the movie once.
I've seen it two and a half times by this point, and I still don't like it. It's the only Quentin Tarantino film I don't like.
Meanwhile, I also I liked him in Die Hard with a Vengeance, although I saw Die Hard with a Vengeance much later than you guys. I saw it, like, last year for the first time.
I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters as well.
As a child.
I saw it at least a few years ago.
It was once called Simon Says.
Yes, yeah. I remember you telling me that. I really like him and Jackie Brown, but overall, I just like everybody in Jackie Brown, really.
I've yet to actually see that.
Oh,
you need to show that to you.
For a long time, it was my favorite Kenton.
I've seen parts of it, but I haven't seen the full movie.
Yeah, and I also really like him in Unbreakable. I have this pipe dream if I could make a movie, and it would totally just... It doesn't matter how much money it would make, but I just want to see it. I want to see Unbreakable 2. Breakable yet?
Actually, that is... Breakable was... Okay, let me tell you this. Shyamalan actually did write a trilogy for this. Unbreakable, Breakable, and Broken.
So, you got any money?
I wish I did.
Let's just film it in the backyard, right?
How much?
$10.
$20?
I'll give you $10 and this book of stamps.
And I really do
what
like
are the stamp designs.
And I really do like him in The Incredibles. Like his scenes in The Incredibles are some of my favorites in The Incredibles. Because the thing is that for The Incredibles, even though it's not the most meaningful Pixar movie to me, those go to Up and Finding Nemo, which are both doctors, aren't they?
Finding Nemo
is not doctor.
Stanton is that's Nemo. Right.
Okay. What else did Doctor do? He did
Monsters.
Oh, okay. Monsters is a good one. But anyway, so yeah, I totally lost my thread once we started talking about Pixar stuff. Oh yeah, all right.
A Bug's Life.
Honey,
where's my super suit? This scene does not belong here. It doesn't do anything.
And also, it
breaks the tension.
Oh my god.
And I also really enjoyed his cameo appearance at the end of Iron Man. I have to say that. I actually cheered when that came up because I didn't realize that was going to happen, and it actually did surprise me, and it was pretty cool.
I was spoiled long before then.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. So it was actually a surprise.
I avoid spoilers for this reason.
Because, you know, this is a good segue to go into, you know, just his involvement with things that are awesome, like Marvel Comics, the ones that don't suck. Sorry, the comic movies that don't suck. Why are you looking at me like that? Because, you know, the thing is that Marvel specifically went to him and said, we want to redesign Nick Fury, and we want him to look and act like you. Is that okay? And so for the Ultimate Universe, why are you taunting me with fist bumping? Come on, guys. We should be past this.
No, I know. Yeah, go ahead. This story's actually pretty cool.
But yeah, I mean, Marvel went up to Sam Jackson and said, we would like the new Nick Fury, instead of being this, you know, 1940s white guy, to be you.
Or David Hasselhoff.
Was he David? Oh, he was David Hasselhoff in the old movie? In the old Captain America movie?
In the actual Nick Fury movie.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yes.
And that design is actually probably 60s.
Is it?
Because I don't think
it's 40s.
Yeah, well, they took the old 40s character from when they were all war comics.
Nick Fury and the Howling Commandos, right?
Sergeant Fury and made him into a spy because spies were all the rage in the 60s. So
we'll get into that later.
So he became Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. And they updated his look and gave him...
The eye patch and stuff. Or did he always have the eye patch?
He had the eye patch when he was Sergeant Fury.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this is... And so for me, it was like, all right, Nick Fury and an Avengers movie coming up. That's awesome. You know, that was my reaction to it in theaters because I hadn't been spoiled to the reveal at the end where it's, you know, this probably isn't a spoiler since so many people saw Iron Man. that he comes up at the end and says, you know, you think you're the only superhero? I'd like to talk to you about the Avengers. And to me, it was like, yes, there's got to be more Iron Man. And wait a second, there's going to be Thor now, isn't there? And that was my reaction to it in theaters. But, you know, it's just so cool that they would...
I'm curious how they're going to handle Captain America as well.
When is Captain America set for? 2011?
Yeah, 2011. They haven't even cast it yet.
They haven't even cast it yet? I mean, they've even cast Thor.
They've been, like,
we are supposed to hear the casting.
So many of
we're supposed to be hearing casting of Captain America within a month.
Because, I mean, yeah, Robert Downey Jr. has committed to the Iron Man franchise, right? So he's committed to Avengers 2.
Yeah.
And Sam Jackson is signed for as many movies as Marvel's going to make that have Nick Fury in them. And then we have, who's playing Thor? It's not Kenneth Branagh playing Thor. He's just directing it, right?
It's Chris Hemsworth from Star Trek.
Okay, so is he committed to it?
Yeah, he's been Thor for a while. Yeah, he's going to be in Thor. He's not big enough to be like, ah, Avengers!
Well, that's what I said
about... I'm pretty sure it's part of his contract with Thor.
That's what I said about the guy who played War Machine, who went on to go in such movies as Fighting.
Well, actually, that contract was signed before any Avengers talk.
Okay. What was his name again? Terrence...
Howard.
Terrence Howard. Because I was thinking Terrence Stamp.
I wanted to say Terrence Stamp, too.
Yeah,
see, wanted to say Terrence Stamp.
No, no! Yes,
I got a fiddle fish.
It's Zod.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's Dom.
it's Zod Valorum.
Who's Chancellor Valorum?
Actually, the funny thing is he also plays...
Really good one by Terry Brooks.
Elrond?
Yeah, he plays Jor-El in Smallville, which is funny.
Yeah.
Wait.
Terrence Stamp.
Hugo Weaving?
What?
You just said...
Wait, Hugo Weaving is Elrond, too. That's right. Terrence Stamp is...
No, Jor-El, I said. In Smallville.
Well, I heard you say Elrond for some reason.
Hugo Weaving. Sorry, I'm getting them mixed up.
Thinking, Agent Smith.
I'm getting into this because of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Oh, come on, stop that. You can't bro-fist yourself. That's a self-fist. And that goes into its entire own category of the internet.
He's fisting and fisting.
Did you just hear what you just said? You can't bro fist yourself.
You can't. That's not fisting a bro.
Wait. No. Bro fisting. Isn't that what Big O does? Bro fist.
Bro fist.
No, Terrence Stamp. The thing about Terrence Stamp for
Typhoon.
Me is that...
Bro fist.
The problem is, like I said, that Hugo Weaving and Terrence Stamp keep getting mixed up in my head.
Why?
Because of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Which one is Priscilla?
Priscilla is the bus.
Who's the Queen of the Desert?
All of them. There's two old drag queens and a young drag queen.
Shouldn't it be Queens of the Desert? That reminds me of Tu Wong Fu, Thank You for Everything's Julie Newmar, which also starred the vampire that had tax problems.
And Patrick Swayze, may he rest in peace.
And John Leguizamo.
Who actually is a good actor. I really like him, and I wish he would be in more things.
Especially as Clown in Spawn.
Eh.
Did you like when they created comic book movies and the subtitle was The Movie?
No, I actually didn't like that. I'm so glad they got rid of that so that, you know, for the 80s Captain America movie, it was just called Captain America,
America, and it's on Hulu now.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Everyone can check it out for free.
That is such a terrible movie.
Is that the one where the shield Not slots everyone. Into the front of the bike?
Let's get this right.
I thought that was 70s.
Because there's probably some restrictions on countries.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, only Americans can watch Captain America on Hulu. All you other people that are not American...
You better thank us.
You better thank us.
Yeah, that you're not exposed to Captain America on Hulu.
Although if there's ever a Captain Britain movie, we know where it'll be broadcast.
I bet someone writes in and be like, so I went to go check because I'm not in America, and you lied! It's there! I demand my life back.
That was 5 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. Trying to click on Captain America, and we'll be like, you know, that's better than the 90 minutes you would have spent actually watching Captain America.
Captain America...
There's several movies, actually.
Is like A Bug's Life.
Any kind of actual movie is better than it?
Yes.
But you didn't like the part where the Red Skull
is playing
the piano?
I'm sorry, I'm being very harsh on Captain America. A Bug's Life is the Bugs version of the Three Amigos, but there's more Amigos. And they're bugs.
And some of them have funny accents. Oh, boy.
I thought it was Seven Samurai.
Yeah. It's also pretty much the Seven Samurai with bugs.
Okay. I guess I could do that.
I just really don't like it.
We can tell, yes.
It's like DreamWorks quality.
Wow, that's a big slam. But wait, it doesn't have... But A Bug's Life doesn't have a talking animal making that eyebrow-cocked face.
Have you been... To A Bug's Land? Have you been on the choo-choo train?
That is the best ride.
You guys talked about it when I was at Disneyland, but you said, no, don't do it because it'll make you hate Disneyland.
Well, you might have to put on the seatbelt because you might injure yourself traveling at 2 miles per hour.
The load time is longer than the ride.
Are you serious?
Yes. It also has one of the longest lines possible.
That's why?
It's not filled with humans. It's just a really long line.
Why?
Because they thought people would like it.
Why?
There was a fast pass for it.
That would be a collectible. Hi, Dom.
You guys are talking about Disneyland again. Sorry, my eyes started glazing over.
Ah, the vampire with tax problems.
Wesley Snipes, what about him?
What was the show about? Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yes.
We were talking about Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, because of Terrence Stamp. Because
why are we talking about
Terrence Howard? It's your fault!
Welcome to the expert topic of Segway.
Wow, oh, I like writing on Segway.
Let's look at this again. Terrence, okay.
Iron Man.
Iron Man, because of Samuel L. Jackson. To Terrence Howard, to Terrence Stamp, to, well,
Priscilla.
To Priscilla Queen of the Desert, but with an offshoot to Superman.
because of Hugo leaving.
And some Star Wars movie. I mean, Star Wars book by Terry Brooks.
By Terry Brooks.
And then it went over to... And then, for some reason, Hugo Weaving was in the mix there somewhere, too.
And then we got Wesley Snipes and mentioned. Patrick Swayze, may he rest in peace.
Yeah, because of two drag queen movies. And then we got to practice. And then John Leguizamo to Spawn. To...
Back to comic book
Captain
movies.
America.
To Hulu.
To Hulu.
We
to
loop.
A Bug's Life. And back again.
Wait, to Disneyland and then back
to
again.
To Disneyland, yes, yes.
Do you guys remember that episode of The Pinky and the Brain where it actually shows Pinky's brain process between, you know, are you pondering what I'm pondering and what he actually answers, and it takes like 15 minutes but vaguely makes sense? That's what this reminds me of. You don't remember that episode?
The majority of this episode is not about Samuel L. Jackson, is it?
Have you ever seen the show 3-2-1 Contact?
Yes!
Yeah.
I also got the magazine.
What about it?
No, it's just like it doesn't it track like the various histories of things and how it.
Yeah.
That's what.
Just
that's
trying
what
to write down and like provide a map to our brains is so strange when we get into these rolling topics.
Yeah, at least we remembered all the parts of this topic.
Yes, we did. So anyway,
back to the seventh president of the United States.
It's not like we're recording this right now. We could always just check the recording.
But that would be cheating. So yeah, I mean. What comic book movie do you think that Samuel L. Jackson would make better if he was in it? Let's just
Spider-Man.
Talk. How would he make who would he be in
3.
Spider-Man?
Are we talking about movies that have already come out?
You can't cheat.
That he
you
would
can't
make better,
movies
or
where anything
movies
else is better?
That we think could be made with Sam Jackson.
Either one's fine.
Okay.
Because I mean, if you wanted the Luke Cage movie with Samuel L. Jackson, sure, why not? Except for the part where he's, 40 years older than Luke Cage is supposed to be.
But Wesley Snipes wants to be Luke Cage.
You know who also wants to be Luke
Panther.
Cage? You know who also wants to be Luke Cage? Nicolas Cage.
And Terrence Howard.
Because Terrence Howard's career is only on the upswing after fighting with Channing
and
Tatum.
Don't forget Common.
I'm thinking an Avengers Initiative movie.
Well, that's actually coming, right?
Well, that's the Avengers. The Initiative is a separate offshoot. It's basically when Norman Osborn is taken over, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's what comes before Dark Avengers?
Oh, the stupid Dark Reign
The Initiative is about training a bunch of superheroes so that every state has a superhero team. And it's about basically Taskmaster training these rookies into fighting shape.
Oh, boy, Taskmaster.
Yes. I'm thinking that Sam Jackson dubbing his voice over Taskmaster.
I think Sam Jackson could do a really good Kang movie.
Kang?
Yes.
As in the time-traveling guy from DC?
Yes.
So it would just be, it would be a movie full of like 15 different Sam
he's
Jacksons.
Marvel.
Oh, Kang. That's right. You're right.
Yeah.
Kang the Conqueror.
Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah. Kang.
Okay. Do you actually think that?
Or
do you
Kang
actually
and
think that?
Kodos.
Like.
I voted for Kodos.
Don't look at me. I voted for Kodos.
What if we vote for a third party?
Throw your vote away.
Oh.
Waste your vote. No, I'm really having a hard time thinking about how Samuel L. Jackson would help any comic book movie.
Do you think he would have made Ghost Rider better? Do you think he could have?
Well, you can't choose movies.
Where
like, again, I told Sung this when he said Spider-Man 3. You can't choose movies where anything else is better. So Ghost Rider does not count.
Spider-Man 3 does not count.
Spider-Man 3 does not count. Captain America does not count.
X-Men United.
What? There's a... Wait a minute. Wait, whoa. What did you just say? What did you just say? He said X-Men United. Now think about which X-Men film that is.
Is yeah, it's
it is two.
Is it? What was the third? What was the subtitle of the third one then?
The Craptacular. No, it's two. X-Men United is X2.
Oh, okay. So he probably couldn't. Oh, sorry. X-Men 3 is The Last Stand.
Oh, The Last Stand. Of the audience for X-Men. Actually, that I take that back. They loved Wolverine because once you've had crap, you never go. Wait, you just keep wanting it.
Yeah. Once you've had crap, once you go crap, you never go back.
Yeah, yeah. Crap.
Crap.
So who would he be in an X-Men movie?
Maggot?
He could be Bishop.
Oh, Bishop.
Can actually, you imagine Sam Jackson as Bishop?
I can't imagine Sam Jackson being another character in the Marvel Universe while he's already Nick Fury. And then they're going to be
dual role?
And then they're going to be like, wait, he was really Mystique the whole time, merged with Madrox. Yeah, I guess the comic book nerds got that.
You could just have an image inducer.
Holograms. The future is holograms. Yeah, they have them in the airport. And you can buy them for $30.
Wait a second. Mike,
mine is a lion that turns into a man.
Wait a second, Mike. What's the what's that shield term again? The like the human life
thing? The life copy thing.
Yeah, the life copy things. He could be one of those.
Yeah, Lazarus Pit.
They basically have like Doombots, but not Doom.
Oh, like Superman robots, but not Superman and in Marvel Universe.
Yeah, basically. Yes,
exactly like that.
Exactly like that.
Exactly.
Do you think he could have made the Spider-Man series better if he was playing what's the name of that reporter again?
Peter,
Robbie Robertson.
Peter Parker.
Robbie Robertson.
Robbie Robertson, the assistant editor.
Yeah,
he doesn't even need to be in that.
Then again, J. Jonah Jameson is pretty much the best part of all three Spider-Man movies combined. So
he could
probably
like
couldn't
the,
have done much better than J. Jonah
what's
Jameson.
Called? Like the main Sentinel, like the Mother Sentinel that creates Sentinels.
The Master Mold.
Yeah, Master Mold.
Really, guys?
Actually,
you shot down Kang, but you were approving Master
Kang.
Mold.
I did not shoot down Kang.
Now,
I'm telling
now
you
listen,
that now.
Now listen, audience. If you were a person that had no idea that you were a regular person on the street and you heard four people arguing to each other about some things called Master Mold and Kang, the time traveler.
Kang the Conqueror.
Kang the Conqueror. You would think these people are crazy. And you
and
know
you'd
what?
Be right.
You're right.
Welcome to the Edwards Podcast,
a crazy podcast about crazy.
I would just say that I've now realized to never yell out "Master Mold" in public without feeling like I have to throw cats around.
Sorry, you could probably do that at Comic-Con.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine, but that's not a normal
like,
public place.
You know, that's kind of a good experiment, actually. You just shout out in the middle of Comic-Con, Samuel L. Jackson as Master Mold, discuss! And people would probably start talking about it.
No, you'd be one of those people that'd be like, oh, God.
Oh,
keep
that's
walking.
True.
It's one
keep
of those
walking.
People.
Keep walking! Oh, my God! You would be the
that guy?
You would be rejected by nerds.
Wow.
Actually, I'm just like thinking of stuff that actually happened, which is Dom shouting out Giant Man Thing.
Giant Size Man
Giant
Thing.
Giant Size Man Thing, fine.
$4.99, you can have his giant sized man thing.
It's true. That's like
he keeps it in this plastic cover.
That's like 400% over sticker price. Thanks, by the way. I have an excuse to put in the tag giant sized man thing.
You know, the action figure of giant sized man thing comes with a tiny little frog.
Does it?
Yes.
That's nice. Do you think, how about this? Samuel L. Jackson as Swamp Thing.
Now, let's go back to the frog.
Okay.
Because you have to think to yourself, what kind of person knows this information?
A crazy
one. And then
one.
You'd say, he's crazy, but you know it's me. So you're crazy.
Yes.
You're crazy.
Nice logic there, Kevin.
You know, that sort of first reason that reminded me of, I rewatched Pirates trilogy, okay. Pirates of the Caribbean, not the
Why would you do
movies.
That to yourself?
And I realized that Calypso, when she like basically turns into
the giant woman,
she turns into these crabs. I'm like, that's not at all
makes sense.
VD related. Oh.
Crabs are
all right. Hold on,
disease.
We're all right. We're going back
Samuel
to this.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Thank you. So wait, what's going on here with Samuel L. Jackson? We were trying to figure out comic book movies he'd be good in, but I think we've sort of run dry on that.
We ended up talking about a giant woman that becomes crabs.
Oh, man. Thanks, Sung.
What is the next topic, Dom?
The next topic is actually the closing it off. We were going to go through our favorite Samuel L. Jackson quotes.
My favorite one is "This party's over" from the book Attack of the Clones.
Sung?
I can't think of one. I didn't really think about it. So,
all right, Mike.
Yeah, I didn't really think of one either.
I
just joined it late.
My other favorite quote is from Changing Lanes when he screams out, "Change lanes!"
Does he actually do that?
No. But you would think he would.
No, actually, I wouldn't think he would.
Yeah, sadly, the quote I'm thinking of from The Negotiator is actually Spacey.
I know. I can't think of anything he said. Oh, no.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, I remember from Unbreakable. You forgot. They called me Mr. Glass. Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. Mine is...
Okay.
Do they speak English in what? Which is from a movie you don't like. But I just like the attitude he has when he says that.
And I thought of... Honey.
That's it, huh? That's it. That's it. That's the whole quote. Honey. From that movie.
And then, you know, something that also got my gears going was... I'd like to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative.
The only one I could think of is the Snakes on a Plane one, which is...
I have had enough?
I've had enough.
Yeah.
I've had it with these...
Yeah, I have had it with these... Yeah.
Snakes on this can plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything else or no? Are we done with this?
I thought of an exchange he's had with Charlie Sheen in this one movie. Got anything smaller? Keep it.
Which movie
Got
is
anything
that?
Larger? Yeah.
What movie is that?
Loaded Weapon 1.
Oh.
I was trying to think of a quote from it.
I like the speech he gives before he gets eaten by a shark.
Yes, that is a great speech. And the first thing we're going to do is close this, and then he gets eaten.
Oh, crap, we better close that thing.
All right, and that has been the S-Words topic for Samuel L. Jackson and comic
Priscilla
book movies.
Queen of the Desert.
And Priscilla Queen of the Desert and Superman.
And for some reason, Hugo Weaving.
Hugo Weaving, who got brought in for no reason. Thanks, Sung. That was my fault more than it was your fault, but you supported me on this one, so thanks. You can find us online at s-words-podcast.com. You can send us email about how stupid and random we are at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. You can talk about how stupid we are on Twitter with s_words.
Or our forums.
Which are found on s-words-podcast.com.
/forum.
Thanks. Good night, everybody. So anyway, yeah, so Sam, what do you like about Sam Jackson, or what don't you like about him?
Okay, we just added another mic.
Hold on, Mike didn't actually turn it on yet.
Okay, we added another mic.
With
Hi, Mike.
A mic attached
Hi.
To it.
This is Mike. I've decided to come to life.